Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's talk radio that you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160, and with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori, and Nikki.
And I have a lot of abortion-related show prep to talk about tonight. It's typically a topic that hosts don't like to talk on or, you know, touch on Free Talk Live. I really don't care. It's not like some kind of pet issue for me, so it's not like we talk about it all the time. But there's a bunch of stuff in the news relating to abortion in a way. And I know it's going to ruffle some people's feathers.
Yeah, it's a very taboo topic, right?
Yeah, so
I feel like it is fitting to have women talk about it. Not that it's, like, not entirely, like, not that it has nothing to do with men. Obviously, it takes two to tango. But I do think sometimes, I don't know, it is more of a women's issue.
Well, yeah, because we have to have the person inside of us.
Yeah.
For
and
10
have
months.
The procedure
right.
And all of the
and go
things.
Through all that. I mean, men could go through the emotions too, but not
yeah.
at the same level because
no. yeah.
it's not, you know, inside of them.
Especially not
Absolutely.
The type of men who, like, have gotten a million women pregnant and don't take care of them and stuff. Like,
yeah.
That happens pretty freaking often. So, yeah, I agree that it's a woman's issue. And not that I'm not one of those people who are like, if you're a man, you can't have an opinion on it. Like, anyone can have an opinion on anything, but it simply doesn't affect them as much.
Yeah.
So the first thing here is in Oklahoma, it says the Oklahoma politicians want a database of everyone who has had an abortion.
No.
And it's,
I hate that.
Yeah.
That is so horribly invasive.
Yeah.
I
why
know,
do they want that?
Yeah, first off, yeah, why are they planning on doing something weird and prosecuting those people? Because that's not cool to have something be legal and then make it illegal and then prosecute people after the fact. That's
yeah, I don't
crazy.
Think that's even allowed.
I could see that happening, though,
is
even
it
though it shouldn't be allowed.
There? Because it became illegal in a bunch of states, and I don't know specifically about Oklahoma.
I don't know what the legislation is like over there, but
it sounds like one of the states where it would be illegal.
Right.
It does, and that's why I'm like, eh. Like, so in New Hampshire, it's actually pretty easy to get an abortion. I'm just speaking to New Hampshire because, like, that's obviously the state I'm most familiar with because I, like, live and work here. But, like, I know, like, nowadays, like, you can literally call a doctor, like, they have websites where you can essentially call a doctor, get an abortion pill, and if you're, I think you have to be, like, 12 weeks or sooner, and you can just take two pills and then do it completely at your house. You don't need an ultrasound. You don't need to go to Planned Parenthood. Like, it can be a very casual thing, especially if you, like, handle it as soon as you find out you're pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I was like, is there, like, a time limit? Like, I doubt.
Yeah. I mean, for someone to do, like, what's called a DNC, which they would literally have to, like, go inside the woman. It's like a surgical extraction.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can do that at pretty much any point. But for, like, the pills to work, it's misoprostol and another one that they use, so it's like two pills, one that dilates the woman and then one that triggers the miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
That can be done, I think, up to 12 weeks. And like I said, like, you can literally order them online.
Yeah.
And it probably doesn't. I mean, you could probably get them from India or, like, one of those other, like, pharmaceutical websites where you can
Mexico.
Get, like, black market stuff. And I'm sure you could get it in any state.
Yeah, but it's a black market. You can, but I know it's illegal in at least Texas. I just learned about this being illegal in Texas.
There's a million telehealth services now, too, that you could just call for $30 and be like, hey, give me whatever. And they're like, okay, here you go.
Yeah. I just know that it's legal to go about that route in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's legal, it's simple, and I don't know. So I think this is absolutely, I mean, we'll get into it more, but I think this is absolutely, you know, a personal decision. And I know a lot of women would probably like to keep that secret, maybe. You know what I mean? Especially if they don't even, you can just do it at your house and then, like, be done with it, kind of. I don't, it's just crazy to, like, force someone to, like, tell.
I just don't know why they need a list anyway. I don't think you can prosecute for something that was not a crime when it happened. So what is the point of the list?
Yeah.
Just so they have a list of all the bad people in their eyes so they can, like, watch them closer?
It just feels very like Handmaid's Tale.
Mm.
Yeah. Also just, like, it's information about you and your psyche, even, that the government just doesn't need to know about. Like, they can use it against you. So this says that abortion is completely banned in Oklahoma because of an Oklahoma law that went into effect May 25th, 2022. So it's completely illegal in Oklahoma, but it is legal to travel out of state to get an abortion there.
Well, how could it be illegal? I don't understand how that's a law that some places have that you can't leave to go get one.
That's crazy.
How can you trap me inside of the state
right, and
say that I can't go get medical services anywhere else? What kind of government overreach is that? Like,
that's crazy.
Like, yeah.
That's absurd. Like, they're prisoners inside the state.
It's the kind that even some libertarians support. That's the kind it is. It's freaking crazy.
And I think that is, and I know there is some nuance in this topic because it's like, okay, like the woman versus the fetus, right? Like, a lot of libertarians, especially like religious libertarians, think that the fetus also has as much rights as the woman, mm-hmm. I guess. So, like, there's a lot of...
Once it can survive outside of your body, then it has rights.
So that's kind of where I draw the line as well. I'm not a huge fan of, like, late-term abortions. Like, even if someone were to get one at, like, say, 20 weeks, I'm still kind of like, ugh, you really should have done it earlier, but...
I don't understand how you go through that. Go through it to 20 weeks and then still want to get it.
It's a long time, yeah.
Personally, I don't like it, and I'm against basically abortion at all, but way more the further along you get.
Mm-hmm.
But legally, I think it should be legal until you have the baby, because ultimately it's forced labor of a person, and it trumps the person. And I don't even mean labor, like giving birth. That's also part of it, but also just like holding the baby in your uterus.
Yeah,
well, that's your labor.
Right. I'm against it for me, like, across the board.
Right.
But that's not my business what other people do. If it's, like, I'm not going to say that someone should be forced to have a massive medical event happen in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, what's my place to even say that about anyone else?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I feel very similarly to both of you ladies. Like, it's really not my business, and I'm sure it is, like, for the women who are making that decision, I'm sure it is such, like, a big thing to have to wrestle with, and I'm sure, like, they are, you know, having to, like, come to terms with that themselves, so they don't need, like, people picketing outside of Planned Parenthoods and stuff like that to make them feel even worse, you know?
Most people. I know that there are some people who are just, they just use it as...
Yeah,
a form of birth control. I've seen people say it, which is insane to me. Like,
it has to be so bad for your body. Yeah, you know, that over and over again. Yeah.
The toll that takes on your own body and like
if it
psyche.
Doesn't affect your psyche, then I feel like you just have to suck.
I think it must.
Yeah,
it must affect your psyche, even if you say that it doesn't and you're using it casually. Like, it has to have some kind of damaging effect subconsciously.
Yeah.
It must.
Everyone I know who's had an abortion, it has definitely negatively affected them. And at least one person that I know that has actually spoken to me about it, like, completely admits that it completely ruined her psychologically. And
that's really sad. And I'm sure, like, the hormonal effects of it, too. Because I know even with women, like, supporting women through miscarriages, I've done that myself. Like, it's been... a support person through, like, pregnancy loss. And even those, like, just the, like, the influx of hormones that women go through after a miscarriage is a lot. So I'm sure... And it wasn't planned, right? So, like, if you're having an abortion, I mean, I'm sure it's worse with a miscarriage because...
You wanted the baby.
They wanted the baby, yeah, so I'm sure it's worse. But even just, like, the hormonal changes are a lot for women. I mean, even postpartum, like, right after, you know, like, even in the, you know, the first few weeks after pregnancy with, you know, a normal full-term baby, a lot of women struggle. Like, postpartum depression is absolutely a thing.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would say, oh, well, you made the choice to have the baby when you had sex, but I don't really think that makes any sense. You can have sex without having a baby. It's possible for, what, 29 days out of the month? So every time you have sex isn't a baby sentence.
That's not even an argument, like, for states like Oklahoma that are just zero tolerance like that, because the zero tolerance states say that you can't even have an abortion if you're raped.
Yeah,
that's so crazy to me.
You know, so you didn't choose to get raped.
I also, like, right. I could not imagine what that would be like to, and I know some women even choose to keep it, and, and that's their personal decision. I couldn't imagine going through that, like, one, being raped. I mean, that's awful. Two, getting pregnant and then carrying it full term and giving birth and then raising that child. Like, what that must be like for a woman. And like I said, like, if she wants to make that decision and she's like, I'm against abortion and you know what I mean? Like, this is just God's plan for me, whatever. If she can come to terms with that, that's one thing. But to force that upon somebody.
Right.
And to say, like, oh, well, God wanted this to happen to you. Like, what is the Christian argument for forcing someone to carry, is it, oh, that was God's plan for you? I mean, do they have anything better than that? Because that is, like, really...
Like, totally disgusting.
It's sick, yeah, it's, like, really...
I know one lady who did have her baby that was conceived of rape, and I love that child, and she loves that child, but it's definitely, like, a super hard life. Did you know that in New Hampshire, a rapist has just as much... rights to their child.
What?
As just, like, a regular father.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that until I met this person. So she has, like, 50-50 custody with the dad.
What?
They were married, but, like, she was leaving him, and he raped her. And
I mean, rape is rape. No means no.
Right. It's freaking crazy.
That's insane. I'm surprised, like, family court, because family courts are famous for siding with the woman. I'm surprised they
In New Hampshire, apparently, it's, like, 50-50 every single time unless they can get a serious, like, you have to have, like, have money and have a lawyer and get a serious argument as to why it won't be 50-50, which
is actually... Rape is not a good enough argument?
Yeah, well, that's kind of scary.
I know. Well, one thing
like
is...
this person's a violent sexual offender, that's not a good enough reason?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my kid...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
the thing
I would...
she worries about because she's
that's awful.
Oh, he is like supposedly fine now, but then he started drinking recently. Well, like, why would you like the fact that she went through with having the baby? Like, I think makes her like a better human than most people and stuff. But like the idea of putting someone through that just because you're like, oh, it's the right thing to do in your opinion is absolutely crazy. And then dealing with laws where the child has to end up around that person and. That's just absolutely crazy. I didn't even know that was, like, remotely a thing. And it makes me worry about the little girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, the government just messes everything up, makes everything way worse than it would be normally. I think that the woman should have more leeway in keeping the child because women just do nurture children more than men. Like,
and that typically, yeah, and I guess, like, this is kind of going to be, like, very old-fashioned of me to say, but I think in general, like, that, I mean, for thousands of years, like, that was the way, right? I mean, women lactate, and they, you know what I mean? Like, there are things, like, especially, like, for infant care, women produce biologically that men can't. Obviously, there's formula and stuff, but, I mean, for thousands of years, like, that was the woman's role to grow the child in her womb, to feed the child from her breast, and to, like, nurture and care for the child. I mean,
and just the fact that like men can go and have like a child with 100 women, and the woman only has that child that grew inside of them for 10 months or whatever. It just seems like it makes sense to me that that the woman should have more rights to the child, but I also think as far as the government is concerned, they're always going to mess that up. Like, you know, some crackhead woman who really shouldn't even be around children ends up with just as much custody or more, or just like some sob story gets complete custody taken from the dad and it's all lies. So I don't really mean that in a legal sense, but we do have a caller on the line. Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everybody. Sorry for the laryngitis.
Oh.
I have a miserable cold and flu. But not only do I concur with both of you ladies in your interpretation and opinions, my husband and I are utterly disgusted at the Supreme Court of Alabama's decision pertaining to embryos. I was under the impression that was a private reproductive property issue pertaining to a sperm and egg donor wishing to have a child by this alternate means of reproduction.
Yeah, so that
I
is something.
I am utterly disgusted at a state government, as well as another element or entity, whether it's municipal or federal, interfering with private reproductive rights as well as property.
So let me explain to the listeners what she's talking about, because that's another thing that I had for show prep that we were going to get into tonight that I said is relating to, like, abortion in a way. Basically, the Supreme Court of Alabama has ruled that embryos are children. So think about,
yeah,
like, the IVF process. You get, like, 10 embryos, put them all in, and maybe only one sticks or two stick.
Yeah.
But the other eight die, and now the people doing those procedures are getting called basically child murderers.
Been outlawed. It's essentially,
yeah, they
outlawed.
Can't do it anymore. They can't do IVF,
right,
treatments in Alabama anymore.
How does that assist a couple who has tried alternate methods of getting pregnant, and this was a viable, wonderful option, and now it's been taken away from them? It sickens me.
That whole thing opens up so many dangerous doors,
yes,
too. Say that somebody is pregnant and they don't know, and they go out and get drunk or do whatever, and they have a miscarriage. And now, because that's a child, they're going to get charged with murder. Is Alabama another one of these zero-tolerance states?
I don't know about that. We can look that up, but that's totally a good point.
Yeah, like, where is the line drawn?
They say 2 weeks. At 2 weeks, it's considered
an embryo. 2 to 8, right? Wasn't it 2 to 8 or 2 to 12?
Yeah, 2 to 8. Also, it is very common to miscarry in,
yeah,
the first trimester,
right,
and that's up to, what, like 14 weeks?
Yeah.
Like, very, very common.
Right, people don't even tell people that they're pregnant,
yeah,
until after the first trimester
because it's
that.
So common,
yeah,
to miscarry. So it's like, are we going to start, I mean,
investigating?
You don't even know you're pregnant at 2 weeks most,
yeah,
of the time, unless you're actually,
no,
trying and testing. And
I would say literally the majority of women, it is super rare, because
mm-hmm,
that's before your missed period.
Right.
It is so rare to know that you're pregnant. I mean, a lot of women don't even know they're pregnant until, like, a couple missed period. You know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So
they're
that's
like, oh,
crazy.
Because so many people are irregular.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, probably just didn't get it this month,
yeah,
and then another month goes by, and then maybe they're going to test. And at that point, you're 8-10 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for the call, Gigi. I share your frustration with that government decision. It's really disgusting and weird, and we're going to talk about all the implications of that. But this other one also has a bunch of terrible implications, and it's very similar. So I'm not sure if Alabama has abortion completely illegal, but
it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
I hadn't heard about it, but I don't know people who live in Oklahoma, so I hadn't heard about that one. It says, it's illegal except when, so in Alabama, it's illegal except when the life of the mother is in danger. I forget, like, this is all new since 2022.
But
so,
like,
many places
but,
have these laws now that it's just illegal.
But, like, what if the child was going to be severely, obviously you don't know this answer, but I'm just, like, speculating. Like, this is just where my mind goes to, like, because a lot of the times, you know, people do ultrasounds or blood tests to see if there's any fetal abnormalities or stuff like that. So
it's just a head.
Well, that's the thing. Like, well, there's like
kind of joking,
but... Well, but there's like certain things that are crazy that happen that would make it not compatible for life, or like it should be up to the parents to be like, okay, this child is going to have these like horrific birth defects. Normally the conversation between them and their doctor after, you know, they do a fetal anatomy scan and it comes back like, ugh, this isn't looking good. They still have that choice, right? Like, are you going to try to carry it to term, or are we just going to like call it now and, you know, whatever.
I wish somebody would challenge these laws where it says only if the mother's life is in danger. Every single time that you get pregnant and give birth, your life is in danger. Every single time. Always. You could just hemorrhage. You could get preeclampsia.
Yeah.
So many things could go wrong.
Yeah. But that's the thing. So it's like if there were some sort of like horrific birth defect, do they not have the option to terminate?
Nope. Only if your life is in danger. And I'm sure that there's like some kind of judicial oversight on that. Like, you could say, oh, I have preeclampsia, and they're going to be like, well, that's not dangerous enough.
Oh, my God. That's what Kim Kardashian had that, like, almost killed her, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that should, like, really be up to, like, a family and their doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is super, super scary stuff, and I really hate these types of people that just think too black and white on these issues. Like, it's life. It's murder every single time. It's just like there are nuances in everything, and it's just not so black and white. So, this Oklahoma bill would create a database of every person who obtained an abortion, and it's one step closer to becoming law. The so-called Oklahoma Right to Human Life Act, authored by State Rep. Kevin West, passed out of the Public Health Committee last week and moves to a full House vote next month. The bill would require the Oklahoma State Department of Health to create a database in which each patient is identified by a unique patient identifier to track how many abortions a patient has and when. That information and the identity of the patient could be released to authorities under a court order.
For what?
Well, it's illegal there.
I know, but it wasn't previously.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if that means that they're going to... It says it's going to track, so does that mean only new abortions? And if so,
but they wouldn't
are
be
they
able
yeah,
to.
Having new abortions
if
in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Right.
If it's illegal, then how is anyone having new abortions? Who's going to report this?
Yeah.
The person who performed the illegal abortion? Like,
right.
None of this makes any sense.
It says that information and the identity of a patient could be released to authorities under a court order. Oklahoma already outlaws all abortions except when necessary to save the life of the mother, without exceptions for rape or incest. Jeez, that is just ridiculous, and I can't even wrap my head around the idea of being that autistic about this subject that you don't even think there's any nuance there. And rape or incest. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. the former FBI informant charged with lying about the Bidens' dealings in Ukraine, told investigators after his arrest that he got his info from high-level intelligence officers and Russian spies. Alexander Smirnov claims that he has extensive contacts with foreign intelligence officials. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley said she is not leaving the GOP presidential race. Haley pledged to remain in the 2024 race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state of South Carolina. President Joe Biden, planning to provide student debt relief, emails go out today to those in the SAVE program, forgiving their student loan debt to the tune of about $1.2 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Control. That means you can call 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about and your opinion on it, or you can bring up something totally different. It's up to you. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash with BitRefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And in the last segment, we were talking about this ridiculous bill that is potentially going to pass the Oklahoma House of Representatives that would create a database of everyone who has an abortion. We're a little confused so far because we have Googled and learned that it is illegal to have an abortion in Oklahoma. So we're not exactly sure how this database would get created voluntarily. it's not like the government can read, you know, it's not like they can divine whether or not you've had an abortion. So I'm not sure who they think is going to report that they gave or had an illegal abortion, but...
And if it was, because I guess if it would threaten the mother's life, right, that's the only case
mm-hmm.
that they can have an abortion. So in that case, why would it be relevant to have a database? Because
right.
it wouldn't be her fault, you know what I mean?
That's even
like,
more
that's
evil.
Not even her decision. It's like the doctor's like, well, you're going to die, so we have to do this. And she's like, is she supposed to say, like, no, I'll chance it?
Hmm.
Like, sacrifice her life for the baby? I mean, I don't know.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
It was Alabama that allowed you to leave the state, right?
Oklahoma.
It was Oklahoma, so then what are they...
Is that what they want? Yeah, maybe for women that left the state?
Maybe.
But
then you
technically,
have to
so a provider in a different state, like say, I don't know what states are around there that are, it's legal, but okay, use your imagination. They go to the next state over, the provider there doesn't have to follow the regulations in Oklahoma,
right.
So the provider in the other state wouldn't...
Yeah, why would they be forced by this bill to
Yeah,
report?
Like they wouldn't have to report. They're just doing, like they have their own set of laws in those other states. So they wouldn't have to, like, that'd be crazy to, like, have to follow regulations and restrictions
yeah.
based on the home state of the woman. Like, that just doesn't even make any sense.
Right.
And I doubt that that would be what it is. That's what's really confusing to me, because I doubt that they're making a law that makes other state doctors have to report, but... I read this paragraph coming up, and it made me realize another disgusting reason they may be doing this. It says, Tamia Cox-Torre, executive director of the ACLU of Oklahoma, said the law could discourage patients from seeking abortions during a medical emergency and discourage doctors from performing them. So maybe that they want everyone to not have an abortion, including people whose mother or who the mother's life is at risk. So they're doing this just as a way to discourage people, be like, do you know what Jesus would do and just sacrifice yourself for the fetus.
How can they do this anyway? It's a medical thing. There's medical privacy laws.
Yeah.
So how can they say that they want your medical information released to some guy in an office who's filing a database, some clerk?
That's the thing. This sounds like really unconstitutional.
And, you know, during COVID, there was this whole thing where people were like, that's a HIPAA violation for you to ask me. And then there were people whose retort was, no, HIPAA only applies to government officials. So a cop can't ask you if you've been vaccinated, but technically the store clerk can ask you. He's just asking, and then you could answer. But they were saying a cop couldn't just ask you because they're part of the government. So this makes no sense. You're saying, it seems like
it is
a violation.
It is, yeah.
So it says, she says, people who are ending their pregnancy for medical reasons to save the health of the pregnant person are the people who are going to be part of this database, she told the Daily Beast. Even in a situation where ending the pregnancy saves the life of the pregnant person, I like how she's not saying woman, that's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of stigma that happens, she added. So the idea that a patient is forced to give this information goes against doctor-patient confidentiality as well as patient-informed consent.
And then imagine some ultra-crazy religious person gets a hold of that list.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we know all the government databases are always getting hacked, right?
Yeah, so they have terrible security. And then all those people who are on that list, their lives are also in danger then.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so true.
It is truly horrific.
Because, like I said, people look at this situation like there is no nuance, there's no gray area. So in this crazy religious person's mind, that is a baby murderer.
Well, and you know, like, these are the same people who would be against a vaccine database.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So it's just really, it's frustrating because so many of these people are just like such hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Like they believe in freedom as long as it's what they agree with.
Right.
They don't care about your freedom. They only care about their freedom.
You have to wear clothes to Porkfest.
Yeah.
And you can't have an abortion. But if you tell them to wear a mask, that's basically, I mean, which they shouldn't have to do. I agree.
Yeah, of course, but like, let's have some consistency, right? Yeah.
Everybody should just mind their own business.
That's the thing. Like, who cares? Like, it's not... And
even, even if, say that there's a God, okay, mm-hmm. and this is a sin, why... It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
If somebody gets an abortion, you're not getting the abortion.
Well,
so
they have a hero complex. So they need to save the babies, though.
Yeah,
that's their thing. They have these, like, huge hero complexes, and they need to save the children... Which I get it, like no one wants to see like children being abused or anything, but
laws like that,
they're like embryos though, you know what I mean? Like they're not children yet.
Laws like that saying that abortions are illegal is going to guarantee that children get abused more.
Absolutely, yeah. Do they know nothing about the foster care system? And then, so I saw a video that one of my friends sent me, and there were these old ladies. They were probably, I couldn't get the entire context of the video, but they were most likely protesting something, maybe outside of Planned Parenthood, but they were pro-life. And they had a sign about adoption. And this guy went over to them and asked all of the ladies, oh, have you adopted any children? Nope. Have you adopted any? Oh, no, I have my own. But have you adopted any? No. So these people will tout things like, oh, just adopt. Like, it's so easy to adopt a kid. You know how many people I know that have been actively trying to adopt a kid for years and they can't? So to just say, oh, no, it's fine. They can just go into foster care and get molested and raped, and or they can just be born to, you know, like terrible parents that don't want them, and or they can just be adopted. It's okay. Like, no, don't have an abortion. Just go through with the entire pregnancy. Go through a labor for days or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, go through this, like, huge thing and then put your kid up for adoption. Where, you know, in a system that's super corrupt, where it's so difficult to adopt a kid, it's just crazy. So it's like, it's almost like people that are saying that, it's irrelevant. It is so difficult to adopt kids, it's irrelevant to say, to tell people just to
put them
up for adoption.
Is that just like in the United States? Because my parents, I thought it was crazy they just got handed over this Ukrainian child.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know the ins and outs of adoption. I think maybe.
I think
it's easier if you already have kids. Like, I think there's, and it's different probably state to state and country to country, but there's probably a reason why people adopt from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the United States, it might be easier. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It also might be easier if you already have kids and if you're older, but I know for a long time, same-sex couples couldn't adopt kids. And it's like, what do you mean? They're the perfect people to adopt kids. They can't have their own kids. They're gay.
I don't think a single parent is allowed either.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, well, a lot of people will become a foster parent to try to go that route. So they'll foster kids and then they'll try to adopt their foster kids.
And think how like heartbreaking that is. To have a foster kid and then it gets moved away from you, or you just don't get approved. Like, it's already lived with you since it was a baby. I knew a couple like that, and it was so sad when their child got sent back to her crackhead mom.
Yeah, that's so sad. And a lot of the times, I'm sure that kid probably wanted to stay with her foster parents.
Probably. She was like an infant when I met them, and they were our neighbors when I lived in Tennessee. An infant that they took care of. And it was an older, really nice couple. And, they couldn't have kids, so they were foster parenting that kid, and then, like, appealing to adopt or, you know, trying to adopt this child. And then the, like, crackhead mom was like, no, I changed my mind and went through the court system and won custody. It's like the government always makes the worst decision possible for the people. It's like the government, it seems to me that their number one objective is to have people stressed out and unhappy in, like,
it
the
is.
Worst possible situation.
Probably, yes, it definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
But how wild is it that an embryo and an unborn baby have rights, but once the child's born, kids don't have rights anymore.
Yeah.
So what is
that's
thing?
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. That, you know, and it is so ironic. And I was even saying this in regards to like birth freedom, specifically in the state of New Hampshire. But so in this state, right, like I can get an abortion, but I can't make certain decisions in regards to my birth. Like, that is restricted. So it, like, goes the other way, too, where it's, like, it just seems like everything's so backwards, and it's, like, these should just be personal decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
the other thing about, like, the government versus people just making their own decisions that I think is kind of hilarious is, you're so right that these people have this complex that, oh, I gotta save all the children. But they're not gonna, they wouldn't do crap in real life if they knew a parent, a neighbor was possibly, like, abusing their child. In most cases, they'd be like, yeah, but I'm not gonna stick my nose out and do anything about it, or I'm, like, a weak man.
Yeah, or they wouldn't, like, open their homes up to foster kids, or they wouldn't adopt.
They also wouldn't
donate food or anything to poor people.
None of that.
Like,
support the pregnant woman.
Yeah, of course not.
Because they're not pro-life. They're pro-forced birth. That's what they are.
Yeah.
I agree. Also, I just don't think that they would actually get themselves in, like, a fighting situation. Like, you're going to kill that child. I will fight. For one thing, like, what are you going to do? Hurt the mom who's about to have an abortion? Would that be hurting the child? One thing. Or what are you going to do? Kidnap her and keep her in a cage until she gives birth? What is worse? And they're not going to do it because they're all talk and they want to make the government do things for them. They are despicable things. And that's what all people who want to use the government for their own ends are doing in some way or another. This is just a really obvious and gross example, in my opinion. So House Minority Leader in Oklahoma, Cindy Munson, agreed with this woman who was saying that all this is going to do is... it goes against doctor-patient confidentiality as well as patient-informed consent, and that all it's going to do is make people who are having an abortion for medical reasons discouraged from having the abortion. Well, so Cindy Munson, the House Minority Leader, agreed, telling Daily Beast, "It's just a way to continue to create fear and shame, not just for those seeking abortions, but also any physician who provides reproductive health care." So I'm just wondering, like, are there physicians that do that in Oklahoma? Are they not in jail? I wonder how illegal it is.
Well, they're saying it'll be all the people who get an abortion because their lives are in danger.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Which is absurd.
And they're probably...
Because if that's why you're getting it, why do you need to be on a database? None of it makes sense.
And you know they're probably going to go after those doctors, too. And probably try to take their licenses away.
Yeah, they'll be like, prove that she was in... mortal danger.
Yeah.
In the ways that we want you to. Filed in triplicate.
Yeah. It's insane.
Says the bill sparked heated debate within the committee, including from State Rep. Trish Ranson, who called it a major privacy issue, which it is.
Absolutely.
"There is a relationship between patient and doctor that is sacred," Ranson said, according to Fox 25. "And the fact that that would be reported elsewhere... that there would be a number assigned to a woman is just alarming."
I don't think they do that with anything else. Like, I know there's, like, voluntary vaccine databases. I know, like, New Hampshire has a vaccine database that you can opt in or out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to make it, well, they say it's to make it easier for people that are, like, doing the public school thing. So it's like, oh, you can, and your doctor will let you know when you need a new vaccine or whatever. But it's voluntary. You don't have to opt in. I can't think of anything else where there would be a government database.
That's such a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, what else is there?
Like,
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah.
I don't think there is, because I
there
think
isn't.
That
yeah.
HIPAA laws and yeah. confidentiality laws forbid all of that.
Yeah, like I said, like, there's the voluntary vaccine thing, but it's voluntary.
Yeah.
I mean, you can give your, you know
you
what I mean?
You can give your own information.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yeah, I used to think that doctors just had... all of if they've gotten your medical information from any other doctor that you worked with, then they just automatically knew everything about you. But as an adult, anytime a new doctor asks me, like, are you up to date on all your vaccines? I've just been like, yeah. And they're just like, even Hep C, and I'm like, yep, I got that. I just tell them that so they leave me alone, because otherwise they'll be like, you really got to get that. Wait, is it Hep C? Not that, right? The one that's for women.
Or HPV.
HPV, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the HPV shot that literally gives you cervical cancer. They're like, you need to take this so you don't get cervical cancer. And it was giving people cervical cancer. It's just like, this is, like, you literally can't make this stuff up. Like,
I just tell them I got it. Otherwise, they'll be like, you should really consider getting an appointment with us to get that. And I'm just not going to do that.
And, like, also, that's another thing. Why can't they just take no for an answer?
They don't.
That's super... gross and invasive, because people shouldn't have to lie to their doctors about their... But I know a lot of people who, like, kind of just do the same thing where they're like, yeah, I already got it, whatever.
Yeah.
I've never had a doctor try to pressure me. into anything like that.
Maybe I fired
because I'm like, I don't know, maybe I appear mean.
Yeah, you just like seem like really like confident that they're like, yeah, we're not gonna.
Oh yeah, because I'm not gonna. I will fight you.
Yeah, I fired my last doctor because she was trying to pressure like birth control on me,
wow.
And not even regular birth control, like all the like crazy ones that are gonna kill you, which is probably all birth control, but
the bronze winner, I mean copper.
Yeah, like the IUDs and the implants, and yeah, so I fired her and haven't really, you know, cared.
You know what's really terrible
about that? To participate after that.
I know people that have gotten the copper one, like, it's not hormonal. It'd be like, if I had a reason to be on birth control, if I wanted to go back on it for some reason, I'd probably go with that one. It seems the least bad. But
yeah, exactly, yeah.
What's terrible about it is a lot of times you'll get that, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, this isn't working for me after, like, a few months, and doctors will refuse to take it out for you.
How terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yep. And again, yeah, you not having any sort of agency over your body or any sort of autonomy.
This girl.
Imagine that. Imagine going to your doctor saying, you inserted this thing into my cervix.
Mm-hmm.
It is giving, because some people have like really, like immediately, like really, really bad side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like even the not, like more so with the hormonal ones, but even the copper ones, like some people just don't. They just, for whatever reason, they don't, you don't even need a reason. It's in my body. You put it in my body. Please take it out. You're my doctor. And they literally will say no, and they'll, like, sit there and try to convince you, and you have to get mean with them and stern and say, no, take it out. And even then, sometimes, it's a whole to-do to get it. You know what I mean?
Like, this only happens to women.
That's the thing. If a man was like, you put something in me, take it out, they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure.
Like, if you want to get a tubal ligation, you cannot get one until they approve you. You have to be over 35 or have, like, 3 kids. And then what if your imaginary future husband wants kids that you don't
they
have?
Literally say that to you. Yeah, it's not even a joke.
And, like,
you're being serious.
Yeah, no, I'm completely serious right now. Somebody single... You could say, I'm never getting married, I have no interest whatsoever, and they're going to be like, oh, maybe you'll change your mind, maybe you'll want kids.
Yeah, you need to have, like, approval, and I think it might be different state to state, but you need to have your husband's approval,
mm-hmm.
and you need to have at least already had children.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be over 35, I think.
Yeah, you have to be over a certain age, because at that point, you're geriatric, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, men can just get vasectomies whenever they want.
Yeah, Ian got him, he's 23.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, that's cool.
And he said that's
fine. You're a man, it's fine.
The doctor read him, like, you know, like, what, okay, just so you know what you're getting into, this is what it is. But he wasn't, like, trying to be like, don't do this.
No, it's just like an informed consent thing. Like, here are the, you know what I mean? Like, here's some info.
And that was in Florida at 23 years old. But my friend who lives in Florida now, who has had a girl and a boy and is married, and her husband obviously agreed, who wanted to get that done, get her tubes tied, because she just never wanted to have another baby again. She loves her babies, but she doesn't want any more.
Normal decision to make, right?
Yeah, she was 25, and they, like, multiple doctors were telling her, like, they would not do that.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. And a hysterectomy is even worse. Some people need a hysterectomy because of various reasons, like, it's killing them sometimes. Like, you can have conditions where your uterus is literally going to kill you if you don't have it removed.
Jeez.
And they will still fight you on it.
Yeah.
They'll make you go through every other single way to stop the thing before you can have a hysterectomy.
But they'll just, like, remove
and you
your
have to
freaking...
be, like, 45 and, like, all these things.
Don't remove anything else from you just for no freaking reason. Like, oh, you kind of feel tired? Let's just remove your thyroid.
They'll put things in.
Yeah.
I could say, I want Triple H boobs. Can you please give them to me?
Yeah, right now.
Like,
cool.
Sure. That's fine.
They're not like, I don't know, we need your husband's consent.
Yeah, no, they're like, rad.
Yeah.
Let's do
they're
it.
Like, nah, he'll love this.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
like, actual health things that somebody needs addressed, or, you know, permanent birth control because they don't ever want to have kids? Absolutely not. Nope.
That is just terrifying. And for whatever reason, it is worse towards women, because I just think people treat women like they can't make their own decisions a lot more than that. They don't treat men that way, is what I'm trying to say. It says that West, the maker of this bill, defended the bill at the hearing, saying he wanted to track abortion similarly to how public health authorities track causes of death. It's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to compare it to. Oh, well, no, they do think, okay, so yeah, maybe that, because they do think it's murder or whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, I see what you're saying. They're like,
at first
the cause
I was,
of this death.
Yeah, because at first I was like, oh, that's kind of random, but no, it tracks with what they believe in,
but he allowed that he might be willing to tweak the bill language to make patients less identifiable. Because right now, it's like you get your own number, abortion number, but then what would be the point of a database if you're not identifiable? What is even the point? Like, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
And just, like, trying to... It seems to me trying to scare people out of wanting to get abortions, but... West said that his bill was written with help from the Alliance Defending Freedom, which, as Jezebel pointed out, is the conservative legal advocacy group that argued the Supreme Court case overturning Roe v. Wade.
So they're, like, super in favor of freedom.
No, they're just super against abortion. But
that's what they meant by freedom. By freedom, they meant actually the opposite of freedom.
Yeah. The opposite of being able to choose what to do with your uterus. The group is also behind a lawsuit seeking to ban mifepristone. Is that the thing you brought up?
Yeah, I think that's the same as misoprostol. It's a similar, it's the brand name versus mm-hmm. the generic name.
It's a drug used in medication abortions. Okay, so yeah, similar thing. And just Tuesday, filed a brief with the Supreme Court asking it to uphold an Idaho anti-abortion law. So there's this group, this advocacy group that goes around in the name of freedom trying to ban drugs and make things illegal in certain states.
Their freedom to impose things on you.
Yeah.
Not your freedom.
It's really gross how people misuse the word freedom.
You wouldn't, it's pretty simple, right?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't think it'd be that hard to understand what freedom means.
Well, they're just being disingenuous.
Yeah.
I think.
Probably, yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, if your whole thing is making abortions legal, why isn't your name have something to do with abortions or babies or something like that or Christianity, but instead it's the Alliance Defending Freedom? Like, it's so vague. It could mean anything. And how could you be against defending freedom? Blah, 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 you know.
That's it exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. How could you be against us? We want freedom.
We're defending freedom, even. It says the bill would require doctors to submit a written justification under oath for why they performed an abortion and why they considered the situation an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they totally have time for that in an emergency.
And the courts are totally not backed up at all.
603-283-6160. What's your opinion on abortion? Is it a human with the same amount of rights as everyone else? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.